was just popping down to reception to pay our bill, settle up for our room, and I wouldn't be too long. Might just stick my head outside, is what I told Mr. Rogers. Here I am now, about a mile from the hotel, in the gardens below the Royal Palace in Madrid. And the sun is shining. It should have been like this all the time, but at least it's been like it now. The sun is shining, the sky is blue. Oh, it's wonderful. And it's about 15 degrees warmer than yesterday. So it's proper May weather. It's lovely. Really nice, very nice gardens. The palace is quite high above them. The gardens are in a dip below it. Fountains and quite tall trees. Almost think sort of conifer-like. It's a Royal Arboretum or something. Mr. Rogers, I think, is going to walk out and meet me somewhere near the palace. I'll give him a ring in a minute, find out where he's got to. I'm absolutely starving. Probably ought to go and get breakfast at some point soon. So I've set it up for the room. Floods everywhere around here. I've set it up for the room. Taxi's coming at 3 o'clock to take us to the airport. Gives us about 5 hours. It's a good amount of time. Sort ourselves out. Go and have a nice lunch somewhere, hopefully. Buy chocolate or something for colleagues. I think I found the gate, the fence, into the back of the Royal Palace. Fountain out there in the middle somewhere. That gibbly sounding one. Where's that path there? Let's see if we can go along here. There we are, the fountain. I think what I want to do is to head across towards the sun, and then I should be able to find my way up to the road where I was before. I shall leave you here.